Okay, children, who knows what today is? Children's church, you going to sit back there, you going to come front here? Why don't all the children come front here? Now, today is children's church, so I'm going to talk to the children. In fact, I'm not even going to talk to your mamas and daddies. Is that okay? Is that okay if I don't talk to your mamas and daddies? Should I just send them home? No, then I'd have to take you home. That wouldn't be a good thing, would it? Is all the children coming? Whoa. Now, I'm going to talk for a long time this morning. You think you can sit pretty long? Here, you can sit. There's still room over here. Come over here. I have a surprise in this box. If you sit real quietly and listen real quietly, I'll show you what it is at the end, okay? You think you can sit quiet? Okay. I'll let you know if you don't, okay? That way you have a chance to get what's in the box. Well, let me ask you a question this morning. If you save somebody's life, if somebody was in danger and you saved their life, what would you expect them to do for you? You would expect them to say, "Thank you for saving my life," right? What would you do if you save somebody's life, if you risk your own life, and after you risk your life and you saved their life, what if they turned around and wanted to kill you? What would you do? What? You don't know. What would you do, Brandon? Should we ask your daddies what they would do? What do you think your daddies would do? Huh? Well, maybe we'll ask them at the end what they would do, okay? Well, this morning I want to tell you a story of a person like that. Who do you think that was in the Bible? You know, Jesus? No, it wasn't Jesus. Well, that happened to Jesus too. We'll say a little bit about Jesus at the end, but it wasn't about Jesus. This story happened at a time when Saul, did you hear of Saul in the Bible? He was a king, and he was king over Jerusalem. Let me see. That's Jerusalem right there, okay? But when Saul was king over Jerusalem, it wasn't that many houses there. It was a lot smaller. But Saul was king over Jerusalem. But Saul did something bad. Saul did not obey God. So God told Samuel, you hear about Samuel in the Bible? Who was Samuel? Do you know who say he was? The little feast. The little feast. He was a prophet. You know what a prophet is? Yep. He's kind of like the preacher, okay? God told Samuel, he said, "You go tell Saul that I'm not going to let him be king anymore. I'm going to anoint somebody else king over Jerusalem," okay? So he said, "I already chose somebody as king." He said, "I want you to go to Bethlehem." Now, Bethlehem, this is Israel right here, okay? Can you see this yellow part? That's Israel. That's where God's people live. And he was up here in Jerusalem. And he said, "I want you to go." Oh, Bethlehem's not even listed. What do you like about that? Bethlehem is about right here. It's about 5 miles. He said, "You go over there." And he said, "I want you to anoint somebody as king." It's about 5 miles. How would you like to have to walk or ride a donkey for 5 miles? I'd ride a motorcycle. Right, yeah, but you know what? I would too. I'm right there with you. But they didn't have motorcycles back then. They just had donkeys and camels, or they had to walk, okay? So he said, "I want you to go over there to this man's house." Man's name was Jesse. And he said, "I want you to anoint one of Jesse's sons as king." So Samuel went, I think he walked. Most of the time, at least what I know, the prophets walked in the Bible. 5 miles. You think it took him about all day long to go 5 miles in the hot sun? And he went over to the house of Jesse, and maybe they were sitting there sipping sweet tea. And here comes the oldest of the 7 sons. And Samuel said, "That must be God's new king, because the oldest son, he was big and he was strong. And God said, nope, I look on the inside. This isn't the one. So the second one came, and the same thing. God said, no. Seven times, seven sons came, and God said, no, that's not the one. Samuel says, He said, do you have any more children? And Jesse said, well, yeah. The youngest guy, he's out tending the sheep. So Samuel said, well, go get him, because we're not going to eat supper until I anoint somebody as king. So they waited. And Samuel, I bet, was getting hungry at this time, because remember, he had just walked 5 miles. And so here comes David. David is the guy we want to talk about. And David comes in the tent or the hut where they lived, and God told Samuel, that's the one. He said, take oil and pour it over his head and anoint him as king. So that's what they did. They anointed him. And what do you think David did then? What do you think David did after he was anointed? Do you think he went and said, Saul, you get off the throne. I'm on the throne now. You think that's what he... No, that's not what he did. Now, David was about... let's see. I don't see Joel. Joel, there he is. Stand up, Joel. The Bible calls him a youth, and youth at that time was probably about Joel's age when he was anointed king. That's just a little bit bigger than you are. But David went, and he went out and tended his sheep again. He just went out there, and he was whittling wood. He may be playing with his slingshot. You know what a slingshot is? You have one? Pull it back. You have one? He was probably out there tending sheep and maybe shooting things, and was not like he was anointed king even. But let me tell you something, what was happening while he was out there tending sheep. The Philistines, the Bible tells us that the Philistines came up against Jerusalem for war. Now, the Philistines were bad people. Look on the map again. The Philistines live down here. And it's interesting, that's where the Gaza Strip is today. Still a lot of trouble coming out of there. The Philistines came up here. Up in here, there was a valley with a mountain on each side or a hill on each side. And the Philistines came for war. And the Israelites or God's people came out on the other side for war. And they were lined up for battle. And the Israelites were really going to put a hurting on the Philistines until something happened. What? Let's see what happened. They send a soldier out. And this soldier was big. See him? Right here. See how big he is? And how little this guy is? He was big. Now, I want to show you how big he is. Jeremy, could you come front here a little bit? We think Jeremy is big, right? Is he big? Well, I tell you what, Landon, you stand up beside Jeremy. Stand up beside him. Let's see how big he is. How about Brandon? You want to stand up beside him? They're scared of you. Well, he's even big towards me, and I'm pretty tall. Can you stand up on here, Jeremy? Don't fall. I want to show you just how big. See, he's even bigger now yet. The Bible says that Goliath was 9 feet, 9 inches tall. Jeremy's just a little fellow towards this guy, right? How would you like to meet a guy? He can't even step up. I thought you'd be 9 feet tall when you stand on that thing, but that's not going to work. That's how big this guy was. And he would come out. You can sit down again, Jeremy. This soldier would come out every day. And, oh, I want to show you something. See his armor? See what he's wearing? All this gold stuff and his helmet and this. You know how much that weighed? It weighed 125 pounds is what the Bible says. Now, 125 pounds. Mitchell, how much do you weigh? Ah, he's too big even. I'm not going to ask any of you girls. He weighed just the armor that he put on so that the arrows can't get through and kill him, weighed just about as much as what Mitchell weighs. Can you imagine putting Mitchell over your shoulder and carrying him around? That's how much his armor weighed. And look at his spear. See his, oops, if I turn it the right way, his spear, it had a tip on. How many of your dads have bows and arrows to hunt deer with? And at the tip of the arrow is a sharp thing. Yeah, guns. Yeah, that's my way of hunting too. But the tip of the arrow, or the tip of his spear, weighed 15 pounds. Now, who has a baby that weighs 15 pounds? Nobody? Close to 20? How much does that one weigh? The tip of his spear, just the sharp part, weighed as much as that baby she's holding. I don't know which one it is. So this guy was, oh, is that Zoe? You know more than I do. Yeah, but that's how much he weighed, his armor and his spear. Okay? So here you have the Philistines, you have the bad guys on one side, and you have the good guys on the other side. And every day, for 40 days, they would come out, they would be shouting their war cry. I imagine it was a real thing, and the Israelites were going to really put a hurting to the Philistines that day, until that guy comes out. And every day, for 40 days, he came out, and he was shouting. He said, "You Israelite dogs!" He said, "Send one of your men over here to fight me." He said, "We'll fight each other, just the two of us. And if I kill you, you'll be my servants. But if you kill me, then we'll be your servants." Now, what would you do if that big guy came out and said that?
I would turn and run.
Oh, that's what I would do, too. Because you know how big Jeremy was when he was standing up here? I mean, Goliath is this tall, and I'm just this tall. I'm with you. I would run. I would be a chicken. Yep. I would be. That's scary. That would be scary. And 40 days. You know how long 40 days is? 40 days is longer than 1 month. 40 days they did that. And they would have kept on doing it except one day. David, remember David? He was anointed king. He was still out tending his sheep. And one day his dad said, "David! David, come here!" And so David came to his dad. And he said, "David, I want you to pack up some bread and some cheese and maybe some goat milk curds and whatever else they were eating." He said, "I want you to pack all that stuff on a donkey, and I want you to take it." Now remember, oh, my map's not up there anymore. But he was up in Bethlehem near Jerusalem, and he had to walk all the way down in the valley with a donkey, which was probably about 20 miles. He said, "Go down there," because he said, "Your brothers are down there." And he said, "I'm concerned about your brothers." So his brothers were down there supposed to be fighting a war with this. Oh, there's the map. Well, these things are happening and I don't even know. See, they were up here. That's where David was with his sheep. And he had to walk all the way down here near Gath, I think it was, somewhere down in here. Somewhere I read it's about 20 miles that he had to go. But he packed his stuff up. And he went down there, and the Bible says the first thing he heard was, "Where's my soldier?" First thing he heard was this guy up on the other side of the mountain. And this is what he was saying. He was shouting at God's people, and he was cursing God's people, and he was calling them names, and David was horrified. Because remember, David was anointed as king. David was horrified. And because he was horrified that anybody would talk to God's people this way. Hey, remember? Remember what I have in the box of surprise? You have to listen quietly, okay? Yeah, you're almost as strong as that guy. Okay, but this is what David said. This is what the Bible said. Said, "Who does this worthless Philistine think he is?" He said, "Who does this guy think he is that he's cursing the armies of God?" Now, this is David, little guy. And Goliath is this big guy. David said, "Who does this guy think he is that he's cursing God's people?" And so he was going around asking people. He said, "Who is this dude? And why are you letting him talk like that? And what's the king doing about it?" And after a while, somebody heard him, and they went and told King Saul what this little short guy was saying. And Saul said, "Bring him here." And he brought him, and Saul said, you know what, I heard some things about you. What's going on? And here's what David said to the king. He said, you don't have a... No, he said, Your Majesty, he said, this Philistine shouldn't turn us into cowards. He said, this dude is big, but he is nothing towards our God. He said, he shouldn't turn us into cowards. He said, short little David, he said, I'll go out and fight him. Well, that guy had a lot of brave, didn't he? But Saul, King Saul said this. He said, you don't have a chance. Remember how big Goliath is and how little Saul is? He said, you don't have a chance against him. He said, you're only a boy. And Goliath has been a soldier all his life. And you know what David said? Did he say, oh, you're right, I'm going to go home again? No. David said, you know what? He said, I've been a shepherd boy all my life. And sometimes a bear would come and steal my sheep, and sometimes a lion would come and steal my sheep. And he said, I wouldn't just sit back. He said, I'd run after him and I'd rescue the sheep right out of their jaws. I don't know how he did it. The Bible didn't say it. But he said, and if the bear or the lion would fight back, he said, I'd grab him by the fur and I'd kill him. He said, and just how God delivered the lion and the bear and helped me win or kill the lion and the bear, he said, that's the same way that he's going to do to this Philistine. Okay. So, why do you think he was that confident that God would kill the Philistine for him? Because he was cursing God's people. He was cursing God's people. So, Saul said, okay. And it's a long story. I don't have time to go into it. But Saul finally said, okay, you can go out. You know how David killed Goliath?
With five rocks and a slingshot.
With 5 rocks and a slingshot. You know what this is? What is this? Looks like a cow. But it's not. It's a slingshot. Is this the kind of slingshot you have? I forget who said it has a slingshot. That's a slingshot. I bought this from a place. This was made by sheep herders, Bedouin sheep herders in Israel near Bethlehem. Okay? But this is a slingshot like they used in Bible times. They would take a rock. That's what, right, David picked up 5 rocks. He put 5 in his pocket, or 4 in his pocket, put 1 in his slingshot. You know why he put 4 in his pocket? Goliath had 4 brothers. And I think he was not taking any chances that if his brothers came out. But he put the rock in there, and he went and swung it round and around and around and around and around until he got it going so fast, and then he let it loose. And the rock went and hit Goliath. And the Bible said it sank into his skull. Just like a bullet did. It went into his skull. And he crashed down and David cut his head off and took it to Saul and gave it to him. And so, where's the rock? Oh, what did I do with the rock? There it is. I stuck it in my pocket when you weren't looking. So, that's how David saved Saul's life. Because if Saul would have lost that battle, he would have probably gotten killed. So David saved Saul's life that day. And do you think they all went home happy then? They didn't. The soldiers went home happy, but Saul didn't. Saul was jealous. Saul was jealous of David because the people said, oh, look what David did. Look what, Saul was a coward. Look what David did. And the Bible then tells us that soon afterwards that an evil spirit came into Saul. And what the people did for Saul, when he had an evil spirit, he got in a real bad mood. And so David would come in and play on his harp and it would soothe Saul. One day Saul was sitting there with a spear in his hand. Okay, and he got so angry, he took the spear and he threw it at David. He said, I'm going to pin him to the wall and kill him. But David got away. He got away. And you know what? David spent 3 years running away from Saul. Saul tried to capture him. In fact, he took a big part of his army trying to capture David. And so one day he took 3,000 soldiers, and he heard that David was hiding out in the desert. Does that look like a desert? Yeah, that is a desert over in Israel. And he heard that David was hiding in a desert like that. And David, the Bible says, was hiding at a place called En Gedi. And this is En Gedi. In that desert that you saw back there, or desert just like that one, where it's all brown and there's no water, well, there's a place like this where there's lots of water and it's cool. And so David was hiding out there. And the Bible tells us that when they were hiding there, they were hiding. See that cave there? Yeah. It's not that cave, probably. But David was hiding in a cave one day. And the Bible says it must have been a big cave because he said they were all the way in the back. David and his men were all the way in the back hiding. And here comes Saul. And he comes into the cave. And apparently he must have fell asleep. Because here's Saul. Remember, David was hiding from Saul for 3 years, trying to kill him? And here comes Saul, and he comes, and he lays down, and he falls asleep. And David and his men come out and look at him. And his men said, one of his men said, here's your chance, David. Saul is sleeping. Why don't we take this spear and just kill him right now? Is that what he did?
No.
It's not? Why not? Isn't that what you would do? But according to the Bible, David had every right to kill Saul. But he didn't. What do you think maybe we should go ask your daddies what they would do. Shall we? Go ask them real quick and then come back. Go ask your daddies what they would do if they saw their enemy sleeping. Go ask them quick and then you tell me what they said. Go ask your dad real quick. Okay, what did he say?
He wouldn't kill him.
He wouldn't kill him? What did your daddy say? He said no.
He said yes.
He said yes. He would cut his robe. Your daddy knows the story, doesn't he? And I'm going to have to talk to your dad. What did your dad say, Tristan? He would cut his what off? He'd cut his robe off, yeah. Well, that's what David did. David said, no, I'm not going to kill him because you know why? Because years ago, he was anointed. God anointed him as king. And David said, I may not touch God's anointed. You know what? It's easy for us to say we wouldn't kill people, right? But what about if you're playing with your toys and somebody comes and takes your toys? What do you do then? Do you say, do what? Do you get mad?
No.
No, that's not good. What about fighting with your brother and sister? You do that all the time. But you shouldn't. The Bible says, see, the Bible says we're supposed to love each other. Okay? You know what? Jesus, remember Jesus? Do you know who Jesus is? Yeah, that's a good answer. Jesus had every right to be mad at people because he didn't do anything wrong, right? Good. Good. I don't think Jesus played basketball. But he had every right because he was good. He didn't do anything wrong, but still the bad people took and nailed him to the cross and killed him. Now, he had every right to be mad and do bad things to these people, but what did he do? Remember what he said when he was hanging on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them. He said, don't hold it against them. Forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing. And then he told us in the Bible, and you can ask your daddies about this. He said, be kind to each other. Be tenderhearted, forgiving each other as God has forgiven you. Remember Jesus hanging on the cross? Say, God, forgive them. And then another place he said, bearing with others, put up with each other. And if you have a complaint against each other, forgive each other As the Lord has forgiven you, then we have to forgive. And then the words of Jesus says, for if you forgive others their sins, what they do against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then God won't forgive you either. See, do you think when David was in the cave and he could have killed Saul with a spear, do you think God would have forgave him? No. So you remember, whenever you're fighting with your brothers and sisters, you remember the story of King David and Saul, okay? You think you can do that? And say, you know what? It's not right for me to fight with anybody. Because God forgave me. I'm going to have to forgive each other, whoever's fighting against me, okay? Shall we pray? Okay. God in heaven, thank you so much for the story is in the Bible. God, they're not just fascinating stories, but they have a purpose. They have a point. And the point is, all through the Old Testament, these stories to point to you on the cross and your forgiveness. God, I pray for each of these little children, each of these young people, God. God, as they grow, God, would you help increase their understanding of your word, and that they would take the words out of Scripture and hide them in your heart, in their heart, God. God, I commit them to you for your keeping and care. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Okay, do you want to go back to your parents, or did I forget something?
Yes.
What did I forget? Oh, the fox! Oh, that's good. You remembered that stuff. You know, when you get old, you kind of get forgetful. What do you think's in here? Huh? M&M's. How did you guess? Okay, you guys were good this morning, so you may have one pack of M&M's each, okay? Wait, one at a time, okay? Can you stand up in line and just take one M&M pack and go, okay? All right, very good. There you go. Okay, you take one for your little sister. There you go. Wait. Oh, he went back. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought he was still up here. You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you get one, Lindsay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here, take one, Lindsay. No? Okay.
Can I get one for Bobby, too?
You may. Okay, you take one for Bob. There we go. Very good. All right, let's stand for this missile.